بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In our previous lesson we learned about the sighting of the hilal, certain masail and rules pertaining to the sighting of the hilal, and also we spoke of the procedure and the processes that follow the sighting of the hilal. We move on to some masail related to fasting. And first is the niyyah, the intention. Making niyyah for fasting is compulsory. Making the niyyah to fast, it is compulsory. Without the niyyah, a person's fast will not be considered. An act of the heart, and it is not necessary to verbalize it. What is niyyah? It's not necessary to pronounce the words, "Oh Allah, I intend fasting, a fast for you," verbalizing it. This is not necessary. Niyyah is, the fuqaha explains as aqdul qalb, a decision taken with the heart. So there's a moment where you like just pause and within make this niyyah that tomorrow I'm fasting, a fast for the month of Ramadan. What is the time of niyyah? When do I make niyyah? And up to when can I make niyyah? The time of niyyah starts. Look, you have to make an independent niyyah for each fast. You can't on the first day of Ramadan make niyyah that, oh Allah, I am going to observe fast for the next 30 days. That is not valid. For every fast, there's an independent niyyah. The time of niyyah starts from sunset. From the time of sunset. So the niyyah for tomorrow's fast, will start at iftar this evening. At that time, once the sun sets, the time of niyyah has started. And niyyah can be made right up to and until before zawal. So right till zawal, you can make niyyah. Right, that is the time for niyyah. So say for example, somebody normally, or maybe somebody generally makes niyyah after suhoor. After sehri maybe a person makes niyyah, but maybe he overslept that night, he didn't make niyyah of fasting the next day. He overslept and he woke up and it was already sunrise. Then too he can still make niyyah. He can still make niyyah in his heart. There's a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yadkhulu ala ba'di azwajih fayaqulu hal min ghada'in fa'in qalu la qala fa'inni sa'im. Right, but this applies to Ramadan and the nafil fast, the optional fast. So you have right up to zawal to make niyyah, the zawal of the day that you are fasting. It comes in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes after sunrise, he would come home in the early part of the morning, or you know, just at the time of perhaps salatul duha, he'd come in the home, he'd ask his wife, is there anything to eat? She'll say, there's nothing at home to eat today. Then he'll say, inni sa'im, I'm fasting. So from this we learn you can make niyyah right up to the time of zawal. But if it is a qadha fast, then niyyah must be made at night. The niyyah must be made at night. A masala for women who are keeping qadha after the month of Ramadan, right? For the fast that will miss during the month of Ramadan. She can't wake up after sunrise. Perhaps she has no salah, so she doesn't wake up for fajr. And she wakes up 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, and she says, hey, it's a good day for me to fast today. I intend making qada of one of the fasts of Ramadan. Not valid. That niyyah for a qada fast must be made before the time of fajr sets in. And then the niyyah for Ramadan, the best time to make the niyyah of the fast that we are observing is just before the time of sehri ends. That's the best time. So after you have your suhoor meal, before the time of suhoor ends, right, to make the niyyah at that time, that is the best time. It can even make before that, even before going to bed. You don't have to specify that it is a fast of Ramadan. You can simply say, I intend fasting tomorrow. Khalas, that is sufficient, okay? Just one or two masail related to suhoor. A common question that is asked is, I wake up for suhoor in a state of janaba. I'm in a state of major impurity. Either due to ihtilam, a person had a wet dream and he woke up now, and there's 15 or 20 minutes left for suhoor, and he's in a state of janaba, or perhaps he had relations with his wife the night before, and he didn't take a ghusl before going to bed, and now he wakes up in a state of janaba, major impurity, he needs to take a ghusl. Is he allowed to commence his fast in a state of impurity? Can he first have suhoor? After suhoor, allow the time of fajr to set in and then take a bath. Can you start your fast in a state of major impurity? You can. It's allowed to. Okay, so you can start the fast. In fact, there's a hadith, more than one hadith, wherein it comes that كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتسحر وهو جنوب. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم used to have suhoor while he was in a state of major impurity. While he was in a state of major impurity, he would have his suhoor ثم يغتسل بعد أذان الفجر. And Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم used to take ghusl after the Fajr Adhan. And in those days, the Fajr Adhan marked the end of the suhoor time, which means that the time had already started for fasting, and then he would take his ghusl and then proceed towards the masjid to perform his salah. Ihtilam, if a person experiences ihtilam, has a wet dream during the course of the day, then this type of a dream, of course, will not nullify the fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثَلَاثٌ لَا يُفْتِرْنَ الصَّائِمْ الْحَجَامَةُ وَالْإِحْتِلَامُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are three things that do not break the fast. Cupping, when you go for cupping does not break the fast. Okay, قَيْ, vomiting, but of course here they are specific masail related to vomiting. In some instances, vomiting will break the fast. We'll discuss that. وَالْإِحْتِلَامُ, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ihtilam as well. Use of the miswak, am I allowed to use the miswak while fasting? Permissible to use it throughout the day. There's a hadith of Amir ibn Rabi'ah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ مَا لَا أُحْصِي يَسْتَاكُ وَهُوَ صَائِمْ. He says, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on so many occasions, I can't even remember, he would be using the miswak while fasting. So you can use the miswak throughout the day. According to the Shafi'iyah, you are allowed to use the miswak up to zawal. After zawal, it's makruh to use the miswak. But according to the Hanafiyah and the other madhahib, the other schools of thought, you are allowed to use the miswak throughout the day. Can one use a moist miswak? Does a miswak have to be dry? You are allowed to use a moist miswak. So in other words, you are allowed to wet the miswak first and then use it. It's permissible. But then you have now these new types of miswaks which have a flavor. Which have a flavor, vanilla flavor, or perhaps a lime flavor, licorice flavor. You have miswaks with these flavors, right? Those types of miswaks, you are not allowed to use it. Because in the event where you swallow the flavor and you taste it, it's a foreign agent, right? It's not naturally from the miswak. That will break the fast if you get the taste while it goes down your throat. It is makruh to use toothpaste while you are fasting. While fasting, to brush the teeth. Brushing the teeth does not break the fast, right? Because, of course, the paste is not swallowed. Yes, if anything goes down the throat, if the paste is swallowed, that will break the fast. But it is makruh. It's makruh to brush the teeth while you are fasting, but it will not nullify the fast, provided nothing goes down the throat. You just need to be mindful of certain things while you are fasting. Firstly, rinsing the mouth and nose, then taking wudu or ghusl. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَالِغْ فِي الْمَضْمَضَةِ وَالْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, generally, when you make madmada, what's madmada? Rinsing out the mouth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, generally, when you rinse out the mouth in wudu and in ghusl is fard to rinse the mouth. In ghusl it's fard to insert water into the nostrils, to sniff water into the nostrils. This is fard in ghusl. Your ghusl is not complete until you don't do this. In wudu it's sunnah, right? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, generally exert yourself, meaning go as far down as possible when you are gargling the mouth, and go as high up as possible when you are rinsing out the mouth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, illa an takuna sa'iman, unless you are fasting. If you are fasting, don't go too deep down. Don't let the water go to your throat. Why? There's a possibility if you swallow it, your fast will break. Don't go too high up. Don't sniff the water too high up, right? Because if it goes into the if it goes past the soft part of the nose, then the fast will be rendered nullified. One important masala here that just comes to mind is, if you break your fast by mistake, knowing you are fasting, your fast breaks. Right? You broke your fast by mistake, not forgetfully. There's a difference between breaking your fast forgetfully and by mistake. By mistake is, for example, you know you're fasting and you're gargling your mouth and you went a bit too far down with the water and some water went down the throat. It was a mistake. Fast breaks. Fast does break. Right? Because you knew where you were fasting. So there's a difference between breaking your fast by mistake and breaking your fast forgetfully, forgetting you are fasting. If you forget you are fasting, and you had something to eat, had something to drink, even if you had a whole meal, I know one I remember one incident when I was in the Darul Uloom, one student, he was fasting on a Monday, and he forgot he was fasting, and he went to the matam, he went to the mass, right, to eat. He ate 2 rounds of food. He ate to his fill, he couldn't eat anymore. And he comes up, after he walks out, he washed his hands, and he says, "Subhan, I'm fasting today. I'm supposed to be fasting." And he came and he said, "What's the masala?" I said, "You are fasting. You are fasting." He says, "But I'm full." I said, "You're fasting." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, "Dhalika rizqun saqahu Allahu ilayhi." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is rizq that was meant to come to him at that time. Even fast could not prevent that rizq from coming to him. So by forgetfully a person commits one of the nullifiers of fasting, then his fast will not break. May Allah grant us the understanding.